Well, it's an extraordinary development. Michael Lowry had led the negotiations for independence with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They have signed up to a programme for government. The programme for government is explicit. It's an agreement between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independence. Then we had Michael Lowry and his team of independence, the seven, stood on the plinth outside Leinster House. Michael Lowry declared that we will support the government in good days and bad. They will get resources from government for that, staff to support their group. So it's extraordinary that they think it would be acceptable that they can form a group also in opposition and avail of opposition speaking time, resources, positions in committees. I haven't seen a brass neck in all my time in Leinster House politics, and it is utterly unacceptable.
We're going to have a bizarre situation where some members of the independent group will be junior ministers, and yet their colleagues in this technical group will want to also be able to sit on the opposition ranks. It's going to be difficult for the general public to get their head around this.
Well, what's happening here is if a political party tried to do this, you'd be laughed out of the room. What Michael Lowry, who's the leader of the group, is trying to say is because we're independents, we should be allowed to do this. It's very simple. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it. You know, as the famous phrase goes, you're either in government or you're in opposition. There is speaking time for government TDs, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael backbenchers. We'll have to rely on that. That will have to be the same for independents. It's a fair division of speaking time. You can't go over to the opposition and vote for government every single time, be whipped to vote for government every single time. So this is unprecedented. It's never happened before where you're actually signed up to a government agreement. You're part of government, you're government TD, but you're also claiming to be in opposition. It's not going to be accepted, and we're going to fight them all the way on this.
Do you find it in some ways strange how those who are in the opposition benches along with Sinn Féin, some of these independent TDs, decided to join up for government so easily and so quickly this time round?
Well, I mean, I think that they're going to be under serious pressure in the time ahead. I do not believe the big crises in our housing system, our health services, with mental health disabilities, I do not believe that there's going to be profound changes. And, you know, how can they possibly think that they can stand and bring this government over the line and still claim to be in opposition? So, I mean, everybody out there can see that for what it is. So we're going to challenge that as a first point, and then we'll hold them to account the whole way through then.
The argument that some of these independent TDs will put forward and their experienced politicians is that they will be able to implement more change while being part of government rather than being in the opposition benches along with Sinn Féin.
Well, the early signs are not good. The programme for government is really weak. If you look at housing, there's just little on specifics, how they're going to do it, costings, timeframes, it just isn't there. If you look at health services, it's the same. You know, across the board, what you see is we will review, we will consider, we will carry out a review. You know, it just is very, very weak. It's a poor programme for government to have signed up to, and I think time will tell. But I'm sorry to say that I think that this is not going to be a successful endeavour by the independents who have supported Fianna Fáil and put Fine Gael back in power. Remember, Fine Gael now will be in power for a full generation, almost 20 years, if this government serves a full term. And I don't think that's going to be a successful 20 years when we look back.
Do you expect the government now, with the level of support that they have, Deputy McLachlan, to go their full term?
Well, my job in opposition, and it is frustrating for Sinn Féin, because Micheál Martin was absolutely determined to keep Sinn Féin out of government. He was determined to put Fine Gael back in. That was his decision that he imposed upon his party from a while back. I think that that is going to be a failure for the Irish people. I think the plan that we have on housing, on health services, if you look at our plans, and I challenge anybody out there objectively to look at the Sinn Féin plan for housing, a home of your own, to look at the Sinn Féin health plan, compare it this programme for government, and you will see that this has been not good news for the Irish people to have kept Sinn Féin out. And I think the independents who have cooperated with that have made a huge mistake.